This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. Three people killed in separate accidents in Kailali, COVID-19 cases increasing in Sudurpashchim province, and India records first death linked to Omicron variant. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has said that construction of Nizhgarh Airport should not be delayed. After the presentation of the master plan on Nizhgarh Airport at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwata today, Prime Minister Deuba directed the concerned bodies to focus on upgrading Tribhuvan International Airport and Nizhgarh Airport. Speaking on the occasion, former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal said that the construction work of Nizhgarh Airport should be expedited as soon as possible. Three people have been killed in a separate accident in Kailali district. Two died in a motorcycle accident and one died when a bullock cart overturned. Ramesh Chaudhary of Lomkichuha municipality, ward number 7, has died in a motorcycle accident this morning. Similarly, a motorcyclist Nagulal Chaudhary of Belauri municipality, ward number 5 of Kanchanpur, died when a crane and a motorcycle collided in Lomki last night. According to police, Chaudhary died while undergoing treatment at Tikapur Hospital. Similarly, Chandra Devi Chaudhary died when the bullock cart driven by Sir Prasad Chaudhary of Mohanpur in Vajani municipality, ward number 2, overturned in a drain. According to area police office, Vajani, she succumbed to her injuries while undergoing treatment at Vajani Primary Health Center. A woman died and other 12 were injured while dousing an inferno that engulfed a house at Mechinagar Municipality 7, people took in Thapa on Wednesday. A spokesperson of a district police office, DSP Basanta Pathak, said Sarada Rajbamsi of Mechinagar 8 died after a cylinder gas exploded while extinguishing fire. The fire had ravaged the house of Kesav Pathak of Mechinagar 7. Critically injured, Sarada died on the way to Dhulabari for treatment. Other 12 local people were injured while working together to bring down the fire. Coronavirus cases have again started increasing in Sudurpashchim province in the recent few days. According to Sudurpashchim province health directorate, Dipayal, Raspur, number of new active cases have been reached 162 in the province in a week. Number of coronavirus cases has started going off following the increasing number of people returning from India. Sudurpashchim province, people are worried with the increasing number of active coronavirus cases at a time when there is a threat of a new variant of coronavirus, the Omicron. Teaching and learning activities have been closed down in the schools of Baki after temperature went down. Schools have been sought after students got illness due to excessive cold. Baki's Khajura Rural Municipality and Janaki Rural Municipality decided to close down schools for 3 days in keeping with sharp decline in temperature of late. Chief of Education Development and Coordination Unit Ram Suresh Yadav said that Nepalganj Submetropolis has also granted vacation to the students of primary level to avoid chilling cold. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. The division said light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudurpashchim province. There are chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the high mountainous region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. A 74-year-old man who died in the western state of Rajasthan was India's first death with the Omicron variant. Officials say the man had been suffering from diabetes and other conditions. India has reported 2,630 Omicron cases so far. It reported more than 90,000 cases on Thursday, a nearly six-fold rise in over the past week that experts say is fueled by the Omicron variant. Officials said India recorded 325 deaths in the 24 hours, but only one has been linked to Omicron. During Wednesday's briefing, Indian Council of Medical Research chief said that Omicron variant is a predominant circulating strain in cities and all mass gatherings must be avoided. Russian-led military troops will be deployed to help stabilize Kazakhstan amid anti-government demonstrations. President of Russia called for support from the Collective Security Treaty Organization as nationwide unrest escalates. The protests were first sparked by rising fuel prices but have broadened to include other political grievances. President claimed the unrest was the work of foreign-trained terrorist gangs. The president has imposed a nationwide state of emergency that includes an overnight curfew and a ban on mass gatherings and has vowed a tough response to the protests. North Korea successfully tested a hypersonic missile on Wednesday, its first major weapons test this year, said a state media report. KCNA said it precisely hit a set target 700 km away. This is the second reported test of an hypersonic missile which can avoid detection for longer than ballistic missiles. The test comes as its leader Kim Jong-un had earlier vowed to bolster Pyongyang defenses. North Korea tested a variety of missiles last year amid stalled talks with the South and US. Pyongyang joins a small number of countries, including the United States and China, in attempting to develop hypersonic missiles. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Three people killed in separate accidents in Koilali, COVID-19 cases increasing in Sudhir Pashim province, and India records first death linked to Omicron variant. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Please stay tuned and have a good day.